Hello, it's Christine. I'm sitting with Lola the dog, who's come to snuggle up to me. And more importantly, I'm talking to somebody who you will remember very, very well. Andrew Harrison, you will know from perhaps Tobin and Cricket Club. Maybe you'll know him from when he sang bass, or sings bass. He's singing it at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah.
In Tobin and Choral. But I think probably, Andrew, they'll know you for something more than that. How will people in Tobberden know you?
Well, I first arrived in Tobberden in 1983 and joined the Tobberden Group practice, and after 30 years retired 2 years ago. Very happy times, yeah.
As
and
GP.
Very happy memories. Yeah. As a general practitioner, that's right, yeah.
I'm delighted to say that Andrew has volunteered to do the medical spot that we've got for the Talking newspaper. So, over to you, Andrew.
Summer is upon us, and it is the time of year to stock up on your vitamin D. Some of you will be as old or older than me, and may well remember attending sunray treatment as a child. I understand this was locally performed at the Abraham Ormerod Centre in Tobberden. My own memory is being allowed off junior school in Blackpool, catching the tram to Whitegate Drive Health Centre, whereupon we all undressed in a big room down to our underpants, boys and girls, given some very thick sun goggles to wear, and asked to sit still on a bench with 20 or 30 others surrounded by UV light bulbs. It felt like about 30 minutes, and there wasn't any entertainment. And this was a weekly performance for about a month. The reason for myself was too many ear infections. Happy days. On a serious note, vitamin D deficiency has become a problem these last few years. So much so that in 2012, new recommendations were decreed. All pregnant and breastfeeding women should take a daily supplement, as should all infants and young children aged 6 months to 5 years. Exceptions are babies on infant formula having at least 500 mils a day, as these are fortified with vitamin D. People aged 65 years and over, and people not exposed to the sun, should also be on a daily supplement of 10 micrograms of vitamin D daily. Now, living in Tobberden, as we know, is not like the deep sunny south of England. And also, if you have a pigmented skin of South Asian origin or extraction, or wear the full veil in public, things can get quite bad. We've had blood tests coming back showing undetectable vitamin D levels. So why is this important? Vitamin D is mainly involved in bone health. However, there is evidence that it also can protect against some forms of cancer. In children, we get rickets with poor bone strength. In adults, pain and muscle weakness, a feeling of general unwellness, and some fragility fractures. So why are we seeing this more? And in my opinion, it's the message given by the dermatologists and the surgeons that sun can be very bad for you and cause skin cancer. In fact, sunshine is vital for good health. 90% of your vitamin D is produced by the skin in response to UVB light. Only 10% can we get through dietary means. So for a fair-skinned person, 20 to 30 minutes of sunlight on the face and forearms at midday, two or three times a week during the summer, is sufficient. For people with pigmented skin and the elderly, increase this between 2 and 10-fold, depending on circumstances. Between October and April, 90% of the UK has insufficient UVB light, and thus we are reliant on dietary sources. So the message to wear a hat and cream up should only happen once you've had your 20 to 30 minutes. However, practically, this is sometimes difficult to achieve. And there is no doubt that sunburn, acutely and cumulatively, is a risk factor in skin cancers. So what foods contain vitamin D? Sadly, not many. Oily fish, salmon, tuna, sardines, etc. Liver, egg yolk, fortified margarines and fortified breakfast cereals. And of all these foods, the best sources are oily fish and cod liver oil. So, get yourselves on down to the supermarket. Some cheap tins of sardines for 34 pence. Try and get your 10 micrograms a day or 400 international units. And looking through my cupboard at home, I found that I would probably need 4 bowls of All Bran daily to achieve this. Yummy!